Phoneboy Speaks, episode 190, Work IT, Home Edition. When you work from home, one of the things you have to worry about is, well, when your computer goes down, what do you do about it? Well, if you happen to go into an office on a regular basis, that's not a problem, I suppose. But what if you're like me and you're 700 miles away from an office where they can actually do anything about your computer? Well, yeah, I have that problem, and I've had that problem most of my career. So for me, it's always a, all right, laptop has to go into FedEx. I have to wait for the IT department to do something with it and send it back. Meanwhile, I still have to get stuff done. And the good news is that at least working for Checkpoint, we have lots of remote access solutions, and so I can access corporate data from many different devices, other computers. I can use them on my iPad and my iPhone using our Checkpoint mobile enterprise app, and I get access to all of the data that I need, and in different form factors and such, and the data stays secure. That is perhaps the most important thing, because if you can access it from lots of devices, but the data still stays there, then you're not really, you're potentially creating a security risk by doing that. And so you want to enable, secure remote access, but yet have the data not, not leak out. And so, yeah, Checkpoint solutions are definitely good for that. But there's also just the mechanics of dealing with the computer. If you have data, of course, you still have to access it. And, that means keeping local backups of things. So there are definitely, that's something you definitely have to worry about. And if you have corporate IT security policies that you also have to sort of keep track of and actually adhere to, that affects how you do your backups. So you have to think long and hard about all of that stuff. And these are challenges that I've had to face for a number of years. So for me, it's not a big deal. But when you start working from home, right? I mean, just little things like IT starts becoming a big issue if something goes wrong. Now, I've been pretty lucky that I haven't had to have too many issues with my laptops and such over the years. But yeah, it is an issue, and you have to work around it, and work on different devices. And so it's good to have all of those options. But yeah, you have to, if you work for a company that doesn't have any of that, that could be a problem, right? Whatever company you work for, if you're going to work from home, they have to support you at least in some way. And of course, working from home has its own challenges that have nothing to do with IT, of course. So this is just one of the challenges that nobody tells you about, and something you need to check with your company with is just what are their policies on that, and what kinds of what kinds of help they're going to give you in those situations, and they you may be on your own, right? I mean, it's a very company specific thing, and even if the company has formal policies on it, I mean, you may still be ultimately you're responsible to get your job done, and you have to make sure that despite not having a specific tool, that you can still get your work done. And as I say, that with the security technology that Checkpoint has, I'm certainly able to do that. But it is, as I say, it's something you have to be aware of when you start working from home, either on a temporary basis or on, in my case, it's more or less permanent basis. And so that's just something you have to be aware of.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.